Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Tzadi Gimel 93 as we continue in our march, the 14th parak of Masechta Shabbos, and we are in discussions of refua and incantations and lachashim, and what you're allowed to do on Shabbos and the pikuach nefesh and the like. So we are a couple lines up from the bottom on Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. Four lines up, Rabbanan de Kesrin Amri, Hada or de Anaya Sakana. The Rabbanan Kesari said, this type of Urda Anaya is the Aramaic for frogs. If you look for Tzfardeya, Urda Anaya. So some type of frog disease, says the Karbana Eita, Hu Tzfardeya, Vahu Mincholi Hamishave Bebasar Kimomaka. Chinkonos Obalaz. It's some type of skin ailment, but they called it the frog disease. Sakana Umutulara Posa Beshabas. It's a dangerous, and therefore the Karbana Eita says that it's mutter. It's Pikuach Nefesh. Reb Chizkia Achia Beshem Rabbanan. The Kesarin, Hada Ach Shemunisa Sakana. It's other type of illness, right? Just a Mincholi, the Karbana Eita says, Sakana. Amr Bishmuel Bar Yitzchak, who Hada Gumrasa Sakana. Right? Gumrasa is usually hot coals. Maybe it burns like coals, some type of high fever. So all of this is Sakana. Again, Pikuach Nefesh goes by the science of the day, and whatever our doctors say is Pikuach Nefesh, one has to make sure that they do what they need to do to get healthy. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya knows aleach chametz bePesach. For the gumrasa, you're even allowed to put chametz on the wound on Pesach, which is called sakana. And chametz, as we know, is aser bahana'a, right? Aser b'achila and aser bahana'a. But here, this is pikuach nefesh, and therefore this chametz is not one of the averus that are you have to give your life for. And therefore here, one would be allowed to, even though, you know, one would say if you're putting it on the wound, that's really shalo kederech. So is that going to be daraisa anyway? But you're not allowed to even have it in your house, right? Bali Rabbi Yimatze is the third element of chametz, right? Not the issur to eat it and the issur to get benefit, but the issur to have it in your house. But here, obviously, if it's sakana, one is allowed to, right? The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Tav Samach Vav in Hilchos Pesach, where he discusses in general, one is not allowed to put it, to have it in the house and put it on a wound. If it's not Mishum Sakana, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yilos adam chitim, a person cannot chew wheat, fiyitin al gabi makaso, and put it on a wound, mepreshei machmitzos, shaharok machmitz. That's going to be machmitz, and therefore that would be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalomar, shaidei li'isu befiv, misarvim hachitim barok, the wheat will get mixed in with the saliva, v'yachmitzu kisheyishu agami maka b'shir mil. And if you leave it on the maka, that is going to leaven, v'yavar alev, b'alir rabbi matze, right? And therefore you violate b'alir rabbi matze, and therefore one is not allowed to partake of that. And he continues talking about the Avabi Shachamis Asr Bahanov, Afilu Chimso Shal Akum, Kdila El, Shani Hacha, Shihu Nanemi Chamiz Shlokadarachan Aso, Vainbo Israqmi Devari Sofrim, Ubamakam Choli, the Afilu Ainbo Sakana Logazr, if it's only Durabanan. We come Akam, Muchal Israpi, Kisha Yirache, Kratiazu Shachite, like they may Paris, Ainachal Aso, so they wrote, because may Paris for sure is not Machmitz. That is May Paris a machmitzen, as the Gemara says in Pesachas Pesachim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hahein Bala, if somebody gets something stuck, literally Bala means to swallow, somebody gets something stuck in their mouth, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Bala etzem b'shabbos. So if somebody gets stuck, again, if somebody can't breathe and it's pikuach nefesh, then obviously do whatever you can and do the Heimlich and do whatever you need to do to get it out. But this is the case, even if it's not mamish pikuach nefesh, so then, still, shari mifka se bishop. So that's not refuah. You're allowed to take it out on Shabbos, maybe because that's never, like we said in the last year, that's never solved with refuah, and therefore that's not included in the gzeira. Amr Reb Yosa, mastisa amr kein. Right, the Mishnah later on gives that impression too, that this wouldn't be a problem of taking out the bone. Why? Because there, in the context of muksa, the Mishnah says machad shel yad li tobasa kotz. One is allowed to handle a needle in order to take out a splinter. The Mishnah there is discussing the sugya of klisha malachto l'isser. As we know, muksa generally cannot be moved at all for any purpose directly, but a klisha malachto l'isser, which is a different category of muksa, it might not even be called muksa. It's usually categorized in the world of muksa, but it could be, as some call it, it was a gzeira created much later than the original halachas of muksa, right? Muksa machmas gufo was very early. When David HaMelech died, the Gemara says in the Bavli, in Masechta Shabbos, earlier, around Daf Lamed in Masechta Shabbos, that the Shlomo HaMelech asked in the Beis Medrash, what could I do? How could I move David HaMelech after he died? It's a corpse. So you see, Mukhtar Malka's Gufa was a very early din. But this was later, in the days of Nehemiah, the Gemara says, when Kli Shemata L'Isser was Asr. But you see from here that you could use a needle to take out a splinter. So what's the difference? Says the Gemara, Delokain, Mali Bain Coats, Ma Bain Bala. Right? What would be the difference? You'd take out a splinter from the skin and taking out a bone from the throat. So it wouldn't be a difference. So if this is mutter, then this is mutter as well. Good. Fahain de Aina or de Aima de Aina, some type of sudden blurring of the eyes. Shalom the Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Esra Yirmiyah, Amarlon, HaRabbi Ba Komechan. Rabbi Ba is in front of you. What are you asking me for? Rabbi Ba is a big gadol. Ask him. Shalom Levishara. So he asked, and he muttered it. Rabbi Ba muttered it. Amarlon, Afanashari. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, okay, I'll also matir, I'll be mitzarif to the heter. Rabbi Yavo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hahein Tzifdona, this type of toothache, Tzifdona, Sakana. We already have been talking the past couple of days about whether a tooth is Lifnim Minha, Svatayim, different type of toothaches. So Tzifdona, Sakana, Rabbi Yochanan, Matia Kane. Rabbi Yochanan once had it. Vahavi Mitzi, Kumi Barte, Didamitinus Ditferia. One time he was healed from the daughter of this woman in Tveria. And the similar story is told in the Bavli. Ba'arovsa b'pasi rumsha on Erev Shabbos, late in the day, Solik l'gabah, he went to her, Rabbi Yochanan went to her, to ask her, Amalah, mitzrachana klum l'macher, what do I do tomorrow? What do I do tomorrow? How do I deal with it tomorrow? Because, you know, I'm not refua. Amralelo, she says, no, you're not going to eat anything tomorrow. You can skip a day for the medicine. Vin sarchasa, and what if I need? What if I need something? So she says, okay, this is the potion. Sav galinin de tamrim. Take, pits of dates. Bipalgehon yakidin and burn half of them. Viz de amrim de niklavis, other type of a fruit. Va'or de sarin and barley husks, right? Sin and samach switch. Vitsoa de menok yvesha, the excrement, the waste of the dried waste of a baby. Shchok vitfol, mix it all together, crush it all together, vitfol, and then apply it to the for this ailment, for this tziftona. Velo tamar kumi barnash, but don't tell anybody. This woman said to Rabbi Yochanan, don't tell anybody. This is a secret potion. I'm telling you, but don't tell anybody. Pashas, because this is her. She makes a living, and she knows this secret potion. Lamachar, what happened the next day? Rabbi Yochanan went all v'drasha b'tzibura. He went out and darshened it b'tzibur. What's he doing? He darshan b'tzibur. He said he's not gonna darshan. Let's just finish the story. Even before that, the Rishonim and the Gemara in the Bavli discussed this. Like, how could he do that? It must be that he felt this was pikuach nefesh, and she's keeping it secret. She can't keep it secret, right? Everybody needs to know this pikuach nefesh in order to save lives. So is the Amrin dechankas nafsho? Some say that she went and killed herself because this was her parnasa, and this was the only thing that she lived for. And now that it's done. The is the Amrin, the opposite is Gairus. Another say, no, she converted. She was so inspired by what Rabbi Yochanan did that she converted. Why would she have converted? Says the Karbana Eda. The Igan Amrin is Gairus. Lafisha Savra, Shaf Rabbi Yochanan, Yekavitz Mamon Mirfu Azu. She assumed that Rabbi Yochanan would also, now he has this, secret ingredient, say he'll use it to make a lot of money. Vahu Lo Asa Kin. What did he do? And he didn't. Ella, Gila, Hadavar, Lakal Yisrael. He told everybody. So she sees that he is so l'shem shemayim. He just wants to save lives. Amra, Ruya, Umazu, Lidavik Bab. I want to be part of this nation, by the Kiddush Hashem that Rabbi Yochanan made. And this is what some other Mefarshim also, give the same shot. But again, interesting how he was able to do this. Did he lie to her? He said he wasn't going to do it. The Bavli talks about this, but the Raman Yerodea discusses this. The Raman Yerodea in Hilchos Nedarim. Hilchos Nedarim talks about you have to keep your word, but then it says, if there's an anas that is forcing you to make a neder. And then he says a little bit later on, if can be a terrible chel Hashem. L'chi nenash sidkiyahu she'avar al shuhasu din ruchan etzer. We know that story. Avo b'shoye b'derech ones. Mihu im hodia la'anas miyad. That's what the Gemara and the Rishonim talk about in the Bavli. Im hodia la'anas miyad she'yatsa me'anso she'haya lo tznai b'libo. If you say, well, I was really thinking, I had a condition in my heart that I didn't tell you about, you say right away, v'lachin yavar al shuhasu leka l'mechash ho'a v'haya anus mitchila. Miyu akolaf yitzarcha inyan. That is the Ramah in Yaradeya in Reish Lamed Beis. Reish Lamed Beis, again, big discussion there. Again, a lot more about this story, but we'll have to leave it for now. The Gemara says, Atshmamina Tlas, but you learn three things from this whole story. Atshmamina hahein did siftona sakana. Number one, you learn siftona is a sakana, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to deal with this even on Shabbos. Vashvamina dekol shu minasafa velefnim merapino. So, any kind of internal minasafa velefnim, like this tooth ailment, right? You could do this refuah on Shabbos. Vashvamina hahuda amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan imhaya rofe uman mutter. Meaning, even if you have an idolater that we're usually not supposed to get a refuah from, but if it's a rofe uman, if it's an expert uman, then we assume they're not going to ruin their reputation, like we know the principle of uman lomara umnase, and therefore it's mutter to get refuah from an oved avodah zara. Right? The Meiri summarizes this in avodah zara on daf chav zayin, where the Meiri again has a long piece here, but he discusses the hayarofe mumche mutter lis rapos bimenu sheino mafsid ches kaso. Umarapeu kvikocho. Yesh bisha oser lisrapos elam kain bechashuv umumche. Kagon matronisa de Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe not just a mumche, but a chashuv and a mumche. How do you define that? He goes a long piece here where he discusses this sugya. Okay, that's the Meiri in Avodah Zarah. We continue. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, havile kulus. He had some type of stomach ailment. Hovrin leir b'chanin Rabbi Yonasan, mishchok tachlosa mishovsa. Right, he was told by these rabbis, you have to grind tachlosin, some type of cress on Shabbos, umeitan gochamra atika, and mix it with old wine, v'yishtei v'lo yisachin, and then you will drink it and you won't be in danger. Barbre havile bala, his grandson had some type of bala, right, some type of something stuck, right? Either the carbonator says me aluka or me etzem. Either a type of leech or a bone, some issue. Asa chad barnash v'lachash lei. And a person came and said an incantation, min shmei de yeshu pandira, in the name of some of Avodah Zarah. The inshem, and he was healed. Kanafik, when he was leaving, amar lei, man lachash, lachstolei. Right? The father asked, you know, what do you mention? What do you say? What kind of incantation did you say to heal my son? Amarle Melis Plan. He said, Ploni, Ploni. He told him what he said. The shame of the Avodah Zarah. And he was such in shock. Amarle, Niachavile, Ilavi Mayis Velokin. Oh, I'd rather you not have done that. The words that he said, he didn't mean it that he wants his son dead, but he said, that's the Lashon that he used. Oh, he would rather have died than be saved through Avodah Zarah. So, again, it's hard to understand, but maybe he was just saying, wow, I can't believe that's what happened. But either way, the Havis Lekain, and that's what happened. His son died from it. Kishkagach Yosef B'Lechriya Shalat, like we have some stories in Shas, with this concept, kind of like a Tiftach Pela Satan, Kishkagach Yosef B'Lechriya Shalat, the power of words of our great, Tanam and Amoraim. That's what happened here. Period. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Yonasan. Right, this Gemara also appears in the Bavli, Psachim and Sanhedrin, Bachol Misrapin. You could get refuah from anything, meaning all averus are pushed aside in order to save a life. Chutz, except for, as we know, the big three. We have Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, v'Shfichas Dam. Right, these three are what has to give their life for. As we know, we've quoted in the past the Maharal in the beginning of Derech Chaim, the beginning of Pirkei Avos, he discusses why dafka these three. That's what we paskin. There is a fourth one possibly, which we'll get to later. We paskin the big three. So why is it the big three? Why not other definitional averus? So the Maharal there says, if you remember, because these big three are parallel and the opposites of the three Amude Olam, Ashlosha Dvaram Ha'olam Omeid. And therefore, giving one's life for them keeps the world going. If I violate that, I'm destroying the world, I'm destroying the Amud Ha'olam, and therefore, what's the purpose of the world to exist? And therefore, that's why Dafka, these three. Says the Maharal, what are the opposites? So Avodah Zarah is Avodah, and murder, Shfichas Damim, is Chesed. And the last two, Torah and Gilui Arayos. How are those parallel? Explains the Maharal, Gilui Arayos is the most animalistic, mundane, earthly, lowly activity that a person can be involved in. And Talmud Torah is the most sublime, uplifted, inspiring, heavenly, angelic activity that somebody can be involved in. And that's how they're opposites. That's why these are the big three. So that's why one has to give their life for these three. There is a major machlokas rishonim, whether one can volunteer besides these big three. Whether one can volunteer. Tosfos and the Rush both say, yeah, you know, could volunteer if that is, if one wants to. The Imrotza, this is the Rush in the end of Perek Beis Simetes and Avodah Zarah. Tosa says it in a few places also. V'imrotz adam l'hachmir l'atzmo, leharek al shar averos, bitzina rashoi. Right? If a person wants to give their life, volunteer giving their life, they're allowed to. V'lo mikri chovel ba'atzmo. He is not, it's not called chovel ba'atzmo. He's allowed to. He's allowed to, where do we see this also? The Rishonim bring rayas. What about Elisha ba'krafayim? Right? He wore tefillin. He wore tefillin, even though he would have been killed for it. What is he wearing tefillin for? Right? It's not, tefillin's not one of the big three. Don't wear tefillin. Right? So that's one of the rayas. The Rambam, though, as is known, argues. The Rambam says, the big three, what you have to do, and the most you have to do. There's no volunteering. If somebody volunteers, they're chayiv misa. If they're volunteered to give their life, in other words, they weren't allowed to do it. Call me Shanema, the Rambam Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Perek Hei Halacha Dalet. Call me Shanema Bo Yavar Val Yeharig. If somebody is supposed to violate, V'neherag V'lo Avar, and they allow themselves to be killed instead of violating, Harizim Mischai Benafsho. They're dead already, but Mischai Benafsho. V'kol Mi Shanema Bo Yeharig Val Yavar V'neherag V'lo Avar Harizim Kiddush Hashem. If somebody's supposed to give their life, and they give their life, that's a Kiddush Hashem. Miami Asar Mi Yisrael, Kiddush Hashem Barabim, Hanan Mishal Vazaria, but that's the Rambam. Rambam says there is no volunteering. Right? There's no volunteering. This is what you have to do, and you're not allowed to do more. Again, important machlokas Rishonim about that. And again, most Rishonim hold like Tosfos and the Rush. What would the Rambam say about Elisha Bakanafayim? The Nebuka Yosef says, if it's Yechidei Skula, Godel Ador, that the Rabbim Tzrichim, the Dor needs such behaviors, then Godel Ador can decide that that's what he needs to do. But generally for the Hamonam, that's not allowed. We continue. So what has to give B'chol Misrapin? Rabbi Yonah's son says, except for the big three. Now we're going to talk about each of them. Rabbi Pinchas, boy, Arkadunk Sha'amrulo, Havili Alim. We changed the Gersa. Avodah Zarah. Let's talk about Avodah Zarah first. If the doctor says, go get Avodah Zarah leaves, the Havilo, and you bring Avodah Zarah leaves, that's Aser. That's Aser. That's getting Hanah from Avodah Zarah. Amrle Havili Alim Stam. But what if the doctor just says, can you get some leaves to use? The Havilo me Avodah Zarah, and they brought Avodah Zarah. So, meaning, is that okay? Is the Isser of Ripui from Abizrahu, this is, he's not accepting this Avodah Zarah as a god, so is this an Isser Hana'a per se, or is it just an Isser Shalo Yavo Lidei following the Avodah Zarah? Then it might make a nafgamina whether he asked to bring Avodah Zarah. If he dafka asked for the Aliyah Avodah Zarah, a person might be misled to think, okay, the Avodah Zarah helped him. So is that, what's the halacha? So the Gemara answered, Shmini Menada, you look for the following story. Rabbi Yonah havilate Samar Morin. Rabbi Yonah had some type of shivers. Aisule means Zachrusa de Duri. They brought from the spring of Duri some type of Avodah Zarah. Bishas, and he drank it. He didn't know. Rav Acha, Aisun Levaloshat, so Rav Acha was brought it, and he didn't drink it. Am Rabbi Mana, and Rabbi Mana says, Ilo Yada, Rabbi Yonah Abe, my father, Rabbi Yonah, had known, Minana Avilo Ishte, he wouldn't have drunk it. What do you see from there? That it's per se. Right? It's not just if he asks for the Avodah Zarah, it's per se. One is not allowed to partake of it. It is Isure Hana. Period. Am Rav Chuna Masnisa Amrakein, the Gebraisa even proves the fact that you can't be misrapet from Gilui Arayos. Right? We just spoke about Avodah Zarah, now we're moving on to Gilui Arayos. So the Braisa supports it. She misrapet from Gilui Arayos. Which Braisa? So the following Vatani Kain, right? We have a Braisa that talks about the comparison in terms of Hilchos Karbanos, comparing Shabbos and Nara Hamorasa. Shabbos and Nara Hamorasa are both Isurei Skila. But the Gemara says, in one sense, Shabbos is more Mekel. Huter michal Shabbos v'lo huter b'chal nahar marasa. That's the line of the Braisa, that Shabbos has a heter and nahar marasa does not. So what is that referring to? So huter michal Shabbos Rapos, doesn't this mean that when it says Huta Mechal Shabbos, Shabbos has Heter, it means to do refu on Shabbos, to save somebody's life on Shabbos, then Shabbos is pushed aside. V'dechvasa, lo Huta Mechal Nara Marasa, Afilis Rapos. And the parallel to that, that's not allowed, there's no Heter of Nara Marasa, even Liz Rapos. So isn't that what the Brisa means? Again, we don't assume that Nara Marasa has a Heter if she gets divorced, because that she's not Nara Marasa anymore. That's not Nara Marasa that has a Heter. You undo the situation. That doesn't count. We're talking about if you have Nara Marasa, there's no Heter Liz Rapos. So you see from the Brisa, you have that. And the Gemara adds, and this is well known from Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Hey in the Bavli, Lo Sof Davar Bishamar Lo Havei Leishas Ish, not only if the issue is being with an Eishas Ish, Elafil Lishmo Eskola, even just to hear her voice. Right, even this to hear Abizrayu, that is also not allowed. As, again, a well-known Gemara in this Sugya Kahada, here's the story again. Chad Barnash Rachim, there's just a difference in the Bavli and Yerushalmi, let's note it. Chad Barnash Rachim Isa B'yom Dir Belazar. There was a man who became infatuated with a woman in the days of Rabbi Elazar V'sachan, and it was dangerous. He was going to die without having any connection with her. Asan Shalom Le, so they asked him, Mao Teavar Kumi V'yechi, can't she just walk in front of me? Right here, it doesn't say anything about without clothes, but that was in the Bavli. Here it just says, could she walk in front of him and then he will live? Amar Yamas V'lokein, Rabbi Elazar says, no, let him die. Let him die, meaning, what do you mean? Abizrayu? It's Abizrayu di Arayas? The Gemara in the Bavli asks, you know, why would this be? Especially, we're going to get to soon whether she's even if she's not married. You know what? Let's just wait. Let's just wait first. Let's finish this Gemara. Mao Yishma Kola V'lo Yamas, let him at least hear her voice. Amar Yamas V'lokein, no. My Havas, what woman are we talking about here? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachman. Chad Amar Eishas Ish V'charana Amar Pnuya. One day we're talking about a married woman, an Eishas Ish, and the other day it holds that we're talking about a Pnuya, an unmarried woman. So the Gemara says, Man Damar Eishas Ish Nicha. I understand Eishas Ish, why Rebbe Elazar would Aser, because that could lead to Arias and Erevan, she's Asura to him. Man Damar Pnuya, but Pnuya? Why would Rebbe Elazar say it's Aser? We even have another version of a similar story where Rebbe Elazar matired. For Bar Kocha Nagra Rachim Ita B'yomi Der Rebbe Elazar, right? Bar Kocha Nagra, somebody's name, right? Also became infatuated and in love with a woman. Visharale, and he matired. So if you say the first story was talking about an Eishas Ish, then fine. Kan b'pnuya and kan b'eishas Ish. Then you understand the Eishas Ish, Rebbe Elazar Asered, because that's Erva and the Pnuya he matired. But if you don't say, if you say even the first story, if they add in these words, even the first story is about a Pnuya, then we have a steer and a Belazar. Why would one time he would allow and one time he wouldn't allow? So the word gives two answers. Afilu tamar kanva kanva Pnuya, even if they're both Pnuya, tifdar b'shenasin eina ba'achlo achi yeshazish. In the first case, he became in love and infatuated with her while she was still married. It happened to be her husband then divorced her or died, but her Belazar said, since it started be'isser, so that's why he wouldn't allow him to continue that relationship. The other case was Stama Puri even from the beginning. One answer is the boy Meimar Isa Rabahavis. Maybe she was a very prominent woman. Velo Mintsava, and he would never be able to marry her. The only time Rabbi Elazar would allow it is if it could lead to a marriage, maybe. But this wouldn't. Vecho Mata Havi Mavid Beisr Havi Mavid. It would all be Beisr anyway. Begin Kin Aserle. That's why he asked it. Adkan, the discussions of Gili Arayis. Again, the Ran says, Im Psachim, on Davav and Aleph Adafi Arif, the top line over there, Davav and Aleph, he says, what do you see from, why is this Aser? This is Gili Arayis. Ubevade Shadvaram Elu Einam Begili Arayis Mamish. Ela Shaover Bohem Alav, Delo Sikrivu Legalos Erva, Shehu Lav Begili Arayis. You're not violating actual Gili Arayis, obviously, just listening to the voice and having her pass in front, but it's Abizrayu. It's connected to, and therefore it will be a problem. Even a Pnuya, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Hey, has the 2 days. What's the issue? L'madar Pnuya has Pnuya has a Michael Lehi. So there's 2 days there in the Gemara. Papa says Bishum Pekam Mishpacha. This is what the family. But she's like a piece of a victim. To be able to, it's abuse. Pekam Mishpacha. And number two, Kadosh Lei Barosio Prutzas Ma'arayas. Right, all these two. And then the Gemara says, why don't we just let him marry her? Valinsa Mitzvah, Lo Misvadaiti, it's not going to help, because, you know, this guy is obviously needs other help. The Isra Lo Sikru Legalas Erva, we know, according to, is a major machlokas we've shown him, whether that non-Bia is within the world of Daraisa or not, or Durabanan. This Gemara sounds like, in that Ran, that it's Daraisa, the Rambam and the Chinuch both count Losiku Vilgalas Erva to include Abizrayu and any type of Chibuk and Nishuk, that's all included in the Losikrivu, right? The Chinuch in Kuf Peches calls it the Isser of La'adein Ba'arayas. La'adein, Kuf Peches. Shalo lehis adein, not to get any type of pleasure, Ba'achas b'kol ha'arayas. Vein krovos the eshes ish v'nida. Afilu bilobia. Kugon Chibuk v'nishuk. V'chol adoma le'ilu ha'pu'ulos ha'ro'os. Shema'amikin bohen ba'alei hazima. Ha'hochim acharei ha'hevel v'yebalu. Right, even without a bia, right, these types of inappropriate sexual behaviors, that's included in the Isser d'Araisa of Lasikrivu Legalos Erva. Right, Rabbi Yosef Engel puts this on the list of Siyagim d'Araisa. A Siyag d'Araisa is an Isser d'Araisa, even if nothing happens beyond the hug, beyond the kiss, that is included. So this sounds like, works better with the Rambam, so to speak. The Ramban assumes that the whole Sikrivu Legalos Erva, the Medrash that learns that out, is only an Asmachta, it's an Isser d'Rabanan. So the Rabbanan according to the Ramban. According to this, maybe the would still, if the Doris parrots, one would need to do this in any case. Okay, so that was all. We spoke a little bit about Avodah Zarah. We spoke a little bit about Gili Arayas. Now we speak about Shvichas Damim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina, right in the middle. Masisa Amar Kain, there's even a Mishnah that supports that you can't be Misrapeh by killing somebody. Shei Misrapeh, somebody else's life. Shei Misrapeh, Mishvichas Damim. That's the Taman. We learned in the Mishnah in Ahalas. Yatsa Ruba, when a baby is being born, once the majority of the baby went out, until the baby, the majority comes out, then the mother's life wins, so to speak. If the baby is endangering the mother, then you're allowed to kill the baby in order to save the mother, to do that abortion. But if once the most of the baby is out, then the baby itself is alive. A no ginbo, then you cannot hurt the baby to save the mother. Shein docha nefesh, bepere nefesh. So you see from there that you can't kill the baby, which will be Shvichas Damim, to save the mother. So you see, you can't be Misrapeh by killing someone, else. Lo Sov Davar, and then the Gemara adds, Lo Sov Davar B'Sha'amr Lo Harogis Ploni. And this is not only if somebody says, you know, kill Ploni or else I'll kill you or something like that. Ela Filu Chamosis Ploni. Even if he says to rob Ploni. What exactly does this Gemara mean? So one shot might mean, right, the Mefarshimir say, well, I'm trying to mean, because when you rob, remember Baba Machteris, when you rob, you assume that the owner is going to put up a fight, and it could lead to Shvichas Damim. So basically, Chamos is Ploni, is the same thing as Harog is Ploni. Or, maybe not, or the Mefarshim here explain, the Pnei Moshe of Chaim Kanievsky, maybe this is going like the opinion in Ksubis Yutes, that even Gezel is one of the big four. There's not just the big three, there's the big four, and that's Gezel. And that, there are hints to that in various sources. There's a Rashi, right? The Gemara talks about it in Bava Kama, in the Bavli Daf Samach, Amid Beis, whether mutter or also lahatzil atzmo b'mamon chaveiro. Whether you could save yourself with your friend's money. And Tosfos says, do Tosfos first, before Rashi. Tosfos says, that doesn't mean, of course you're allowed to save yourself with your friend's money. If your friend has medicine, you're allowed to break into his house, take the medicine, and then pay. The only question is you have to pay him back. That's the question. Osir means you have to pay him back. Mutter means you don't have to pay him back. Iboy le'ichayev l'shalim k'shehit zel asmo b'pnei pikuach nefesh. That's Tosfos. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi sounds like, no, osir means osir and mutter means mutter. Right? Don't try to say that osir and mutter is not like Tosfos, that whether you have to pay back or not. Right? It means the last Rashi. Here, Samach HaBeit, Shalo Yisrafua, Hov Asal 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 Mom HaChaviru. The Rosh is bothered by it, the Binyan Tzion has a tshuva about it, the Maritz Chai is there. Maritz Chai is there, Bava Kama Daf Samach. Look what he says. Near Ayin Parshas Drachim, Derech HaChayim Shekosav, Demashma Mirashi Kan, Desfirele De'osir Lahatzil Atzmo B'Mom HaChaviru, Afilu B'Malka B'Kuach Nefesh. Sounds like it's Osir, even Malka B'Kuach Nefesh. Ein Rambam, the Kasav de Rashi, the Tosfos Khan Pligi Basa, the Tamashi this Rashi, Shari Ilcha Dovrich Omi Befe Pikoch Nefesh. What's Rashi talking about? Ulam, Matsinu Yerushalmi Mefurash. I found the Yerushalmi, he quotes it from Avodah Zarah, Perkei Mamida, but it's right here too. Lo Sof Dover Homer, Harogas Ishploni, Elafilu, Chamos is Chavero. Maris Chayas quotes our Yerushalmi. Chayev Limsar Atzma, Vayim Pnei Moshe Sham Shekasav. He's quoting the Pnei Moshe from Avodah Zarah, but it's the same idea. Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes it. Jakal Sheefshar, Shekasav, the Efshar, the Yerushalmi, also, Mashiach the Shemi Meir. in Ksubas Yutes, right? That it's one of the big four, not one of the big three. Amazing. So they quote this Yerushalmi. Good. Tani, the Brisa says, so we're going with the Gersa of the Pnei Moshe here. Tani, Akum ba'akum ba'akum Yisrael Chayef. For an idolater to kill an idolater to save his life, or an idolater to kill a Jew Chayef. A Yisrael ba'akum pater. A Yisrael to kill an idolater pater. It's also to do, but if he did it, he's not Chayef Misa. Rav Chisda boy, Ma'ala, and there's a lot to talk about there, but not for now. Ma'ala hatzal asmo, lahatzal nafsho shel gadol v'nafsho katan. Is one allowed to kill a katan in order to save a gadol? Does the katan have a less chiyus? Hesiv Reb Yirmiyah. V'lo masnisi, didn't we just learn that in the Mishnah? Yatza rubo enoge bo shein docham nefesh b'bnei nefesh. By a baby coming out, it says once the baby is mostly out, he's still a katan, then you can't kill him. So you see, you're not allowed to touch a katan to save a gadol. Reb Yossi Barbun, b'shem Rav Chisda, shani hitaman. Maybe the baby is different. Why? So the Bavli says maybe a baby is different because mishamaya karad fila. That's the language of the Bavli. Meaning this is a natural state of affairs. Mishamaya, the baby is not a rodef. The shamayim is a rodef. The natural idea of childbirth is a rodef. That's not what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says maybe you could stick it in. Sheinat yodea mihoreges mi. Because here you don't know who's endangering who. This is the same idea as you don't know who's the mishamayka amarat filayt, but this is at least the formulation of the Yerushalmi. There is again a much discussed Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach and Berak Alaf Halacha Tes, where the Rambam talks about this case. While the baby's inside, you can kill the baby to save the mother. Why? Because he's a rodef. What do you mean? He's a rodef? Maybe he's not alive yet. Why does Rambam call that a rodef? While he's inside. The first half is unclear. And then the second half is also unclear. V'im mishahotzi rosho, ein noginbo. Once he sticks out his head, ein noginbo, shein dochen nefesh b'pnei nefesh. Because then he's alive. V'zehu tivo shel olam. And this is tevo shel olam. So there's a lot to say about the Rambam, Reb Chaim, and others. Maybe we'll start with that. But either way, this is the Rambam on this halacha. We'll have to stop here, but next time we finish up the last couple of lines here of the 14th parak.